Mark's Gospel, chapter 11. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it,' and will send it back here immediately." They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing, untying that colt?" They told him what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when they had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This Sunday is Palm Sunday, where we celebrate the joy and the triumph of Christ's entry into Jerusalem and move into the passion and the pain of the cross. At the beginning, they are on board with Jesus, ready to wave their palm branches and shout aloud, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna."
The gospel train is coming, I hear it close at hand. I hear the car wheels moving and they're rumbling through the land.
Get on board, get on little board, children, get on board, little children, get on board, get on little, board children. Little children, there's room for many and more. Get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, little children, there's room for many and more.
I hear the bell and whistle, they're coming round the curve. She's playing all her power and straining every nerve.
Get on board, get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, get on board, little children, there's room for many and more. Get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, little children, there's room for many and more.
No signal from another train to follow on the line. Oh, sinner, you're forever lost if once you're left behind.
Get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, little children, there's room for many and more. Get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, little children, there's room for many and more.
The fare is cheap and all can go. The rich and poor are there. No second class aboard this train. No difference in the fare.
Get on board, little children. Get on board, little children. Get on board, little children. There's room for many and more. Get on board, little children. Get on board, little children. Get on board. There's room for many and more.
We'll shout over all our sorrows and sing forevermore with Christ and all his army on that celestial shore. Get on board, little chillin', get on board, little chillin', get on board, little chillin', there's room for many and more. Get on board, little chillin', get on board, little chillin', get on board, little chillin', there's room for many and more.
And so with shouts of Hosanna, the crowds got on board with the train of excitement over Jesus. But would they stay on board? Would they stay with him even to the end?
Thank you. Would you pray with me this morning? Father, we have come to meet you today. We don't know quite what to expect. We think we know what we might need, but Father, you know more than we do. Father, we come humbly before you today, laying our palm branches, our cloaks before you. It's your call. Reveal to us this day who Jesus is and what he did for us this holiest of holy weeks. Father God, as we gather here this Palm Sunday, we sing the praises of Hosanna, yet we know what the days will lead to. Father God, may we capture the excitement, the emotion this day in this place. We lift this prayer in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Good morning. It's good to gather in the Lord's house this day on Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, a day of celebration, a day of remembering. And we hope through our music and the scripture and the words that we will hear, you will recapture the emotion that took place that Palm Sunday as Jesus entered Jerusalem. As we begin our time of worship, I do want to remind you, we have lots of opportunities coming up this week during this Holy Week period. Starting with tonight, I want to remind our adults, tonight you have an opportunity to watch a special movie called The Passover. It'll be here in the sanctuary tonight at 6 p.m. I encourage all of you to come out to that. Our children and our youth will have their normal activities. We'll have our fellowship meal at 5 o'clock. So I encourage you to come out and enjoy a time around the table and then break off into the different age groups for our time of ministry this evening. I do want to remind our ministry teams, we do have church counseling this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Please be present. And if you cannot be present, please have someone from your team come to our church council meeting. There will not be any egg stuffing at 4 o'clock. I know that sounds a little funny, but we've got that opportunity already filled, so we won't have to stuff any Easter eggs for our children's Easter egg hunt that will take place next Sunday. As we look ahead this week, the youth encourage you to go to Blue Ribbon on Monday for our fundraiser for our summer mission trip. I also want to remind you that in the foyer areas, you walk out this morning, you'll see a board. Opportunities to sign up for our Good Friday and Holy Saturday prayer vigil. 30 minutes time slots. You can stop and sign up. There are many opportunities, many places where you can put your name down. And that time takes place here in the sanctuary. Sign up as an individual. Sign up as your family to come for 30 minutes and pray. A prayer guide will be available for you when you come. Also, next Sunday, as we look forward to Resurrection Sunday, we will be having our annual community sunrise service at 7 a.m. Sunday morning, next Sunday morning, at Holt Chapel on the campus of Elon University. That's where Elon Home for Children used to be. This will be a time of gathering together as a community to remember what Resurrection Sunday is all about. Again, it's at 7 a.m. next Sunday morning. I encourage all of you to come out to that. And then Sunday morning, we'll have our normal Sunday school time. Our children will have their Easter egg hunt during our Sunday school hour next Sunday. And then, of course, our Resurrection Sunday special worship service. Lots of opportunities this Holy Week. I encourage you to come out and participate in many of those opportunities. You'll see more details on your Salmon colored sheet. Please make special note of those. And as we gather here, we do gather here singing Alleluia. So please stand with me and join us singing our hymn, Above All. Please stand.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you that your word is true and that your promises never fail. Thank you for meeting our needs as we live each day for you. Please bless these gifts that we bring to you today and use to spread your word, your love, and your light. Amen.
Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priest in order to betray him to them. When they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give him money. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. Mark 14:10-11. The one come to set all the people free was now himself in bondage, chained, a prisoner. Mark's gospel tells us this. Immediately while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then he laid his hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to them, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day, I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me then. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." All of them deserted him and ran away.
Would you join with me in prayer this morning? When the parade is over, do we pick up our lives, brush them off, and live in the old way? Do we toss our palm branches aside so we can grasp the seductions of this world? As we begin this journey through the holiest of weeks, let us speak the truth as we confess to our God in this moment of silence. Laying aside judgment, God offers us redemption. Setting aside anger, God embraces us with love. Letting go of grief, God pours living water upon us. This is the good news, my friends. God's steadfast love endures forever. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is the one who brings us the kingdom of God. Amen.
Was if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today, a sinner saved by grace.
I'm just a sinner.
Anything I've ever seen or done, how could I dare to claim as mine the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but a sinner saved by grace.
I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood now I live and breathe in freedom.
shocking how quickly our service has turned from sweet little kids and puppets and the waving of palm branches and celebration of hosannas to now hearing about crucifixion and sin and betrayal and suffering of Jesus. Again, the one who came to set all people free is now himself in bondage.
Our hymn is Blessed Redeemer. Will you stand if you're able and sing all of the stanzas, please? It is hymn number 149. Our youth have come to prepare a drama for us this morning called Who Am I Hurting? And in it, we see three very little, seemingly insignificant sins or wrongdoings. And the question is asked, who am I really hurting?
Just because I said a little white lie to my parents, it's not going to hurt them. Who am I hurting?
Just because I sped a little doesn't mean anything. Some laws are meant to be broken.
Who am I hurting?
Me. You're hurting me. Every sin, no matter how small, it hurts me.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Oh God, you hold a mirror before us, and we see love and we see hate. We see crucifiers and we see the crucified. Forgive us where we have crucified love, your love for ourselves, for others, for you. Do not abandon us where we have abandoned ourselves, where others have abandoned us, where we know the pain of crucifixion and rejection and being forsaken. As we focus on your final words, may they draw us closer to you rather than pushing us farther away. In your words, we hear truth, we hear love, and we hear purpose. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Famous last words. You hear that and perhaps you think someone is about to do something foolish. Any last words? You hear that and perhaps you imagine someone about to be executed and it's their final chance to speak their mind. Or perhaps if you hear a phrase like deathbed confessions, you imagine someone who has some skeleton in the closet or something that they've kept secret and at last they need to get it off their chest to make peace. And perhaps you think of someone dying and their moments are fading, but they're still very much alert, very much in control of their mind and their emotions, and they just have a few things they want to tell the ones they love. If you were in that moment and you knew that your life was quickly fading, it was being poured out like a drink on the ground, what are the things you would want to say to those loved ones huddled around you, weeping, holding your hand? What is it that you would want to tell them? In the Gospels, we are told that there are seven things Jesus said in those moments. There are seven words, or seven last words, statements that Christ made from high upon the cross, things that he wanted his mother, his disciple, to hear, to understand. And they are a mystery to us. Some of them seem cryptic, some of them seem practical, some of them seem to be filled with emotion, others filled with abandonment. And so we present them to you this morning without any comment, without any explanation, but just the words as Jesus said them so long ago. And we invite you to hear those words and to ponder them and wrestle with them. Do they shock you? Do they challenge you? Do they encourage you? What do they mean for you? In a moment, we'll read those seven words, and each word is represented by a candle, seven red candles symbolizing the blood of Christ. And as that word is read, we'll extinguish its candle and then give you just a moment of bitter silence to sit in that and reflect. This is in many ways the opposite of an Advent wreath, where in the Advent season, we're lighting another candle each week as we approach the full illumination of Christ on Christmas Eve. But today, we're going backwards, it seems. I'm sure it felt that way for the disciples. And so, as you hear those words, and the room grows darker, not brighter, would you allow Christ himself to speak to you this morning? If you're able, would you stand first as we sing together, Lamb of God?
To
the first word. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Luke 23:34. The second word, truly I tell you this day, you will be with me in paradise. Luke 23:43. Jesus said to his mother, Woman, here is your son. Then he said to the disciple, Here is your mother. John 19:26-27. The third word. Mark 15:34, my God, why have you forsaken me? The fourth word. The fifth word, John 19:28, I thirst. John 19:30, the sixth word, it is finished. the seventh and final word, Luke 23:46. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that In this way, he breathed his last. He said, truly, this man was the Son of God. The light of Christ has gone out upon the earth. Would you please stand for our benediction? And after the benediction, we'll sing together the first three verses of Were You There? We ask that at the close of that song, you would, in the darkness of this place, linger if you feel so led in prayer, or depart, but do so in silence. Let us pray. Oh God, may we go from this place in silence and in darkness, but not without hope, for we know that next Sunday, the light returns, resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace and in silence depart.